This is Leo Baybue for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio. And the cabin fever reliever struck out the first time out with a March snowstorm taking us out. We regrouped. We got back many of the performers who had agreed to be with us on March 12th. And I've got one of those on the line with me today, Michael K. Anderson out of Duluth, Minnesota, I believe. You are in Duluth, right, Michael?
I am. I grew up in Superior, but I moved to Duluth about 20, 25 years ago.
And so you're a true Twin Ports resident.
I am.
Excellent.
I am.
Excellent. So you were able to commit to our April 23rd Cabin Fever Reliever, which, Michael, we're calling Cabin Fever Take Two. I'm glad that you were able to be on that stage with us on Sunday afternoon. The show starts at 4 o'clock. Doors will open at 3. Advance tickets are still being sold right now at Cedar Coffee Company in Two Harbors and at the KTWH Studios, and tickets, of course, will be available at the door. We've got a venue that holds close to 700 people, so we'd be happy to get over 300 or 400. So that's, you know, our goals may be modest, but it'll be a tremendous fun turnout for us to see everybody's face. It's been 3 years since we had this event in person. And Michael, you haven't maybe perhaps been to one of these. We haven't had you perform in one of our cabin fevers, but why don't we hear a little bit about your journey through life and how you come to be a vocalist and how did we connect with you? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my connection with the group over at Sacred Heart, I think that's a big part of it, okay? I'm the house photographer over at Sacred Heart Music Center. I met Kim and Jose. Leslie Beck is also a big part of that. So I've kind of been chumming around with some of the musicians with me as a photographer, promoting Sacred Heart Music Center and some of the other local musicians.
Sure. Are you then kind of like the house photographer for all big events there? And does your work get archived? Does it get shared on the web? Are you famous on the internet? I mean, how would you describe how the work is being used and developed for, you know, for everyone's benefit, hopefully including your own?
I do get to most of the musical events over at Sacred Heart. I pass on the images to Mark, the person in charge, and he's using them to promote the Sacred Heart Music Center by posting them on Instagram and Facebook. And what I also do is I pass on a business card to the artist, and then I usually give the images away because, again, I'm looking to promote the artist, but at the same time, it promotes me as a photographer, too.
Yeah, and are your photos typically from in concert, not backstage or candid shots of people? I mean, is it particularly the musician as a practitioner on stage with an audience?
Generally, it's on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do event photography, too, where there's more candid stuff, but so much at Sacred Heart.
So you also have a vocation as a photographer doing other commissioned or contracted work?
Yeah. I do a lot of volunteer stuff. At the same time, I do consider myself to be a professional.
Sure.
As a photographer, in addition to other things, of course.
Yes, and, you know, I admitted to you beforehand that I had done a little research on you on the internet, and we joked about how you find the right Michael Anderson, and I did happen to find the fellow Ed Newman who had profiled you, and I read that you'd had an interesting arc of your career with having been a millwright for, it seemed like, a couple of decades, and also that you went back to school. Was it in social work?
Yeah, I've got a master's degree in social work,
and
I'm currently a licensed independent clinical social worker, a psychotherapist.
Okay. Okay, so you've got several hats that you can wear that you can also do professionally to make ends meet, and probably from what I hear you saying about your photography, you have a lot of ways that you would like to contribute these skills, these talents to the community as well.
Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of nature photography, focusing a lot on the St. Louis River estuary system and the Superior Municipal Forest to promote and preserve some of those areas, using my photography to support some of the programs that have been come into the area that are wonderfully representing and acknowledging the beauty and the significance of those areas.
Yes, I was reading about how you had been avid canoeist along the shores and waterways of that area, which I don't know so well. I am stunned to think of a 5,000-acre municipal forest. Apparently, you've taken some of our political leaders out on treks so you could show them what's at risk from wrongheaded development out in those parts.
Well, exactly. In the last many decades, I've seen a lot of the assaults on development and have wanted to bring some of the politicals out there so that they see it, so that maybe we can make a difference in establishing policy more towards preservation.
Do you think that spawned a little deeper level thinking, or it's hard to say, but at least maybe development hasn't proceeded the way it might have if you hadn't? I mean, it's so hard to judge the effect that we're having, but maybe you've got some evidence of a real direct effect.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is some of the organizations that have come in. The National Estuary Marine Research Reserve, which is a project of NOAA, have come in and established the St. Louis River Estuary System Reserve as what became the second freshwater nerve site National Estuarine Research Reserve in the nation, which is really significant.
Certainly is.
So that in itself is huge. Not only that, but the half of that 4,000 some acres has become a state natural area too. That's an agreement between the City of Superior and the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin to set aside that area.
Well, your experience in trying to bring awareness to and preserve sensitive natural areas rings true as we up on our end of the North Shore, up a ways from the estuary, where we have a headland out on Lake Superior that people realize you can only develop once, and then it will no longer be what it is now. And so, yeah,
hopefully, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So
always the question, what's lost in the process?
Yeah. Our paths are crossing, Michael, and we're speaking today with Michael Anderson, who will be performing at our Cabin Fever Reliever this Sunday, April 23rd. Michael, you want to talk about what you are planning for your set? People are thinking that they're not sure what to expect because we tell them that we have a very diverse group of performers, and I guess the proof will be in the pudding, but can you describe your training or your experience as a vocalist? I'm not sure. Are you coming from a classical training side of things, or could you just elaborate a bit on what you do and how you've developed?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. I've been a student of voice a good part of my life.
Okay.
The gift came from my mother at that point. It's what I do with it, and so I'm classically trained. I've been singing professionally for a couple of three decades now. Not to the point where I'm out there that much, but I do sing at different venues, mostly churches, actually. And here again, you know, I tongue-in-cheek, and not that I'm so damn religious, okay? And I told that to Kim, and she put that in my bio. But it's a passion that I have, and I've learned to use the gift, okay? And I really believe it's a gift, and I believe we all have gifts. So I've been singing professionally for quite a while, and I love musical theater.
Wow.
So, go ahead.
No, I just wonder, so if I was more of an attendee at regional musical theater, I might have seen you in the past, because, you know, productions like that are not the easiest to put on, and some regions have more small cast dramas than they do big musical productions, mm-hmm. and I don't know how many opportunities you've had to even partake, be in a cast.
Yeah, well, I've been part of the Playhouse. I've had principal roles with the Duluth Playhouse. It's been many years since I've thrown my hat in that ring.
Right.
But I've had principal roles with the Duluth Playhouse. It's probably been 10, 15 years since I've, again, thrown my hat in that ring.
Well, Michael, have they been classic American musical theater type of settings, or not light operas or true classical?
No. You know, it's interesting. Classical voice, it's another word for that is legit, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's understanding how the voice works. Short of getting too deep into that.
Yeah.
It's a technique, okay? And the bottom line is, this is how the voice works. And so it's all about the breath, and it's all about supporting the sound, the vibrational tone, and finding the strength in the physical body. So that's a lot of what legit singing is, okay, which is somewhat classical voice.
Sure. Well, you referred to the fact that of late you've had more performances in church-like settings, and are these solo performances? They're not a cappella necessarily? Are they accompanied by live musicians?
I play the role of singer-song leader at a couple of churches.
Okay.
I sing funerals and occasional weddings. I'm also singing with another small group at another church that I just started singing at. Sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Wilderness Hockey Games. Great opportunity to...
Wow. That's
in the limelight, in a sense.
Yeah, and mixing up the venues. Yeah, I like it. Okay.
Yeah. And here again, musical theater is my passion. One of the songs that I'm going to be singing is a song by Randy Sparks called Today. It goes, "Today, while the blossoms still cling to the vine, I'll taste your strawberries, I'll drink your sweet wine." It's such a beautiful song, and it's got a lot of meaning to me.
Well, that's...
And then the second song that I'll be working with Laurie Bordee is Every Grain of Sand, one of Dylan's songs.
Indeed. I just looked that song up today and was struck by the one of the more immaculately written pieces I've seen from Bob Dylan, and it is from his religious period, a period of albums. I think it was from the album Shot of Love, and there are people out there who don't really appreciate that phase of his musical career, and I think this is a gem from that. I'm so glad to hear that you're going to bring that to us.
Well, it's my interpretation, and I've talked with other people about it. He went through a significant transition, and it's more than just the religious transition, but transition in some of his lifestyle, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
There's a dying voice within me reaching out somewhere, toiling in the danger and the morals of despair. Okay. Like criminals, they have choked the breath of conscience and good cheer. I gaze into the doorway of temptation's angry flame, and every time I pass that way, I'll always hear my name. So sometimes the words just give me chills, too.
Yeah. From what I read just earlier today, what struck me is it had Dylan casting himself as reflecting the point of view of Cain, meaning that he was a perpetrator, like we all are, that we're all responsible for some misdeeds, and that he had to break the chain. And the song is just replete with those kinds of images. And, yeah, a fascinating... I'm looking forward to hearing your interpretation.
Yeah. Like Cain, I now behold this chain of events that I must break.
Yeah. That's a heavy one.
You know? It is. Yeah, it really is. I'm hanging in the balance of the reality of man, like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand.
Yeah, a cabin fever is often lighthearted, but we'll have a very full philosophical, spiritual reckoning there on stage, Michael, it sounds like. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it very much. And did we ever close the loop? The reason that you even know about this radio station that whose signal can't reach Duluth is through your connecting with Jose and Kim, who are also helping to produce events over at Sacred Heart. Is that our connection, or is it Leslie Black?
It's Jose and Kim. I've known Leslie for a while, okay?
Yes, okay.
But I've gotten to know her a lot more recently, and of course with Kim and Jose doing a lot of the video taping over at Sacred Heart. I've gotten to know them a lot more, too.
Indeed. Well, you apparently said yes pretty easily, and we are very grateful for folks like you that are willing to come out and be prepared to come out. And who knows what kind of weather we're going to have next Sunday. Probably won't be as bad as tricky as yesterday and today have been. We're recording this on Monday, where the wind is just literally pulling things out of my hands as I walk down the street. We're hoping it's a calm, mellow day that gives us thoughts of spring actually springing, Michael. The long-term forecast says you won't have any trouble reaching Two Harbors on Sunday like some other Sundays have brought us of late.
So. Right. Well, it's you never know in this area, and I have no idea whether we hit that The record on Snowfall or not, but I'm sure we're darn close right now.
From the Star Tribune's Northern News section, I read today that we're 0.4 inches short of the record.
Wow.
So let it snow one more inch.
But just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a wee bit, and have it be swept away by a Chinook wind or something.
That's right.
Well, Michael, I'm up against the clock. I've very much enjoyed getting to know you a little bit, and hopefully the whole audience that shows up on Sunday will get to see what you do as well and enjoy it. See and hear, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it myself. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you at Cabin Fever, and as we often jokingly say, I'll see you on the radio, but you can always pick us up, Michael, at ktwh.org in Duluth if you want to check out what is happening on this here community radio station.
No, I will have to do that.
Excellent. You take care, and we'll see you at the big event on Sunday, April 23rd. Thanks for joining me today on KTWH.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. This is Leo Babiu. We've just been speaking with Michael Anderson out of Duluth, who will be joining us for our Cabin Fever event. Specifically, Cabin Fever Reliever Take 2 for 2023 as we celebrate our local area's talent and community radio like the kind that you hear on KTWH.